Oregon is on track to sell 130 square miles of forest land near its southern coastline. The state says it is constitutionally obligated to generate money off the Elliott State Forest for public schools. But logging revenue dipped in recent years after the state settled with environmental groups over endangered species protections. At a state land board meeting Tuesday, we'll learn more about the sole purchase offer. But before that happens, Jess Burns of EarthFix brings us this audio postcard from the forest.
We're slowly winding along the narrow gravel roads of the Elliott State Forest. I'm with Allison Tarbox and her colleagues, who do stream restoration work for the Coos Watershed Association. Tarbox has a CB radio in hand, tuned to the local channel.
9.5 up the 2,000.
Every half mile, she calls in our position to give logging crews working nearby a heads up.
10 up the 2,000.
We pass pull-offs full of beer cans and smashed pumpkins. Farther on, a burned-out trailer is still smoking slightly, adding to the natural fog of the Coast Range. Roadside clear cuts alternate with thick forested stands. Tarbox, now on foot, leads us deeper into the forest. We push aside bare salmonberry canes with our forearms to avoid the thorns. Elk tracks lead to a stream and a deep pool of salmon.
You see him? There's one right in the front right here. It's one of the lighter ones.
These coastal coho are at risk of going extinct.
And then kind of where you see the reflection of the alder, you can see a couple tails moving.
Meeting the needs of people and the non-human residents of the Elliott has not been an easy task. After generating timber revenue for decades, the forest took a $3 million hit in 2013, and the outlook hasn't gotten much better since. Now the state is moving to get out of the Elliott business. They've offered the forest for sale, 84,000 acres, for $220 million. There's been one proposal to buy, a joint offer from Roseburg's Lone Rock Timber and the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians. Allison Tarbox and the Coos Watershed Association, or CWA, have been watching the story unfold from inside the woods, knee-deep in the West Fork Millicoma River.
That sand is super soft. Don't fall.
Although the state has put several environmental stipulations on the sale of the land, the forest protections could change if the sale goes through.
I feel like there's always going to be that possibility with a transfer of ownership.
But CWA has decided to remain neutral.
Our one goal through this process is to work with whoever is going to be owning that land. We just want to keep doing what we're doing.
Because there's a huge amount to be done. The Elliott isn't pristine. Early timber crews altered and scoured the rivers to transport logs. Up until the 1970s, state game officials moved down trees in a misguided effort to help fish migrate. CWA projects have moved large logs back into the water to create fish habitat. They've also opened culverts and other barriers that prevented salmon from passing upstream.
All right, so this bridge is pretty slick, and then the next one right after is kind of loose.
One of these projects is at the end of this wet trail to Stulls Falls. Water rushes over a series of low, wide waterfalls. Lovely to view, but not so great for fish. Salmon would bunch up right below the upper falls with nowhere to go.
So they would try to jump on this bedrock sheet, so just be flopping on the slab. It was really sad to see. I saw it a couple times.
The CWA crew came in this summer and cut three small channels. Now we only see one salmon in the pool below the falls.
It's a fish.
Perhaps waiting for some privacy before making the final acrobatic push upstream into 16 miles of now open spawning habitat. It's this kind of boots in the water work that Tarbox wants to continue doing in the Elliott.
We love working up here because we've had so much success and we want to keep that going.
But to do that, they'll need the goodwill of the owner, whoever that happens to be. I'm Jess Burns, reporting from the Elliott State Forest.